Well, then now let's get down the funnel, as it were, and begin looking at individual businesses. Let's say we start identifying some businesses that are really significantly attractive because they match those core criteria that we established at the beginning. They're in the industry that we've taken an interest in for whatever reason. And now we've got to establish some way of deciding whether this business we're looking at is a good business or a bad business. I mean, how do I begin to assess a potential acquisition?
People need to understand that you cannot buy a business online, you cannot buy a business from a newspaper, and you cannot buy a business from a single conversation with a business broker. The only way that you can buy a business is that you have to go out and see the business, smell the business, touch the business, and talk to the owner of that business. So it's critically important, and especially in the early stages, as you want to formulate your golden rules and start to hone in onto the business that makes sense for you, you've got to go visit businesses. You've got to have appointments. When we talk about some specific action steps, in the action steps, how many businesses people need to visit. You've got to make it a priority that over the course of a 30-day period, you've got to see and visit with as many business owners as humanly possible. You need to go visit with those business owners and the sellers of those businesses and ask them all of the critical questions related to buying a business that you need to have answers to in order to make an intelligent and, more important than that, the right decision of which business you're going to buy.
And these questions are carefully listed in the workbook. Could you give us a couple of examples of those questions?
Sure. As a matter of fact, in the workbook, you know, there are 36 critical questions that I've been able to identify that you need to ask the seller of any business. And these are questions that over the years, I mean, have formulated and have not necessarily evolved, but have been packaged together over the years based upon hundreds, if not thousands, of business transactions. And these are questions that you cannot escape. These are questions you need to ask every seller. But some of the obvious ones, for example, what keeps you up at night related to the business? You know, asking a question like that to a seller versus saying to them, what's not good about the business? You know, if you ask a seller, tell me what's not good about a business. Well, let's remember, you and I are talking back and forth, John. We're talking about buyers and sellers, right?
Yes.
A seller of the business, their goal is to sell you the business. So they are going to try to paint the best picture possible related to the business. If you tell them, you know, what's not good about the business, there's not a whole lot that they're going to tell you. Okay, and I found that over the years, if you ask someone, tell me what's not good about the business, they're not going to tell you much. And you say to them, you know, how well can I do with the business? They'll say, oh, you know, the right person, the right new blood will come in there and they'll double and triple the business. That's not stuff you need to hear. But